Well, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth again today. And today we're going to get into a brand new study. Brothers and sisters, thank you for being here. And thank you for honoring our Lord and honoring His Word. You could have chose to do anything else that you wanted to do today, but you chose to be in God's Word and to find something out and honor the Lord and allow God the Holy Ghost to teach you out of God's Word. And I'm glad to be here, aren't you? I always want to hear something new doesn't have to be new, but everything's new. I've been over these studies, I don't know how many times, and I enjoy them every time I go over them. I get something brand new. God, the Holy Ghost, teaches me something brand new and refreshes all the old stuff that I've already learned. And it just makes you a lot more confident and a lot more at peace about God's promises and to rely on them. The more you read it, the more you believe it. And I don't know what I mean by that, but believing is like light on, light off, but it's like one of those adjustable lights where you can turn it up and turn it down. When you mash the button is when you learn it, and then you start turning it up every time, you get brighter and brighter with it. Of course, I'm not very bright to begin with, but anyway, getting right on with the study. Today we're going to go into the letter K, and this is letter K-2. This is the second letter K in the ABCs of Christian Growth. Now, I know on the last one when we finished up J, if you just did finish up J, and I might have said something about going into L, but you know how it is in this study. I'm always trying to develop new studies and just get as many in here as we can and just learn what we can and just stuck one in here on you. So we're going to go over K-2. This is study number 11A. And what we're going to talk about is killing. Yeah, killing. K-I-L-L-I-N-G. Killing. Do you know what the Bible says about killing? Well, you say, brother, it says thou shalt not kill. Well, is that the bottom line? Is that exactly what the Bible is that all the Bible's got to say about killing? Is that God's mind about killing? I mean, is all killing bad? Is all killing not justified? I mean, is somebody supposed to pay for every time somebody gets killed? I mean, what does the Bible say about killing? What is killing? What is killing in God's mind? Well, today in 2022, you wouldn't think, this is a study that apparently was not thought of to be necessary 50 or 60 years ago or more. And the reason I say that is that in trying to find a good introduction for this study, and I was when I started putting this thing together and studying what God's Word says about killing and kill, trying to put this thing together, I couldn't find a good introduction for it. I looked through all my books that I thought I might find something on the subject, but no one wanted to talk about it. And I got books from 1960 up to now that I study study out of, and use, but 50, 60 years ago, all the way up till now, nobody's found it necessary to talk about what the Bible says about killing. I mean, there might be a preacher that preaches on it every now and then, but I've never heard no message on killing, on just strictly the subject of killing. And I sure hadn't been in no Bible study about killing. No one. I hadn't heard anyone. And I find that interesting because, come to think of it, I can't remember a time in my life that I ever heard a message or was taught what the Scriptures say on the subject. The Holy Scriptures talk about killing in many places. It's by no means a foreign subject to the Lord and His Word. I mean, you can get in the Scriptures and you can find the words killing, killeth, killedest, killest, killed, and kill. They're all found in the Old Testament from Genesis to Hosea, and in the New Testament from Matthew to Revelation. It is mentioned, it is mentioned in one of the various ways that I just told you, in one of them six different words. It's mentioned in various ways around 225 times in the Scriptures. You know, that's mentioned more than salvation, which is around 165 times, or somewhere around there. You know, and salvation's mentioned from Genesis to Zechariah in the Old Testament and Luke to Revelation in the New Testament. I'm talking about the words now, the actual words that God the Holy Ghost chose to use in the Scriptures. It's in there. 225 times or so, or right around that. That's a strange thing. It's not being brought up more than it is in the Scriptures, you know. I suppose it's understandable why killing wouldn't be a very popular subject around a dinner table or other places, you know. I mean, fellowships and things like that. But in the beginning of the study, one thing I found interesting right off of the bat is that times have changed. It's 2022 now, folks. Killing has moved. Killing has come out of the closet. It is something that's talked about every day now. Get on the news. We put this message on pause, and you get on the news right now, and turn on the news, and I bet you, out of 10 things that you listen to, I bet you seven or eight of them, has something to do with killing. Or somebody being killed, or somebody killing somebody, or something having to do with killing. I'm not joking. I'm not kidding a bit. This being the year 2022, brothers and sisters, the world, the flesh, and the devil have completely changed when it comes to killing. I never even thought of the word back in the 1960s, 1970s when I was a teenager, the 1980s, especially in the 60s and 70s, I never even thought of the word kill or killing. As a matter of fact, when it came up, it was a eye-turning and ear-turning word. If somebody stood up and said, kill, everybody within hearing distance would turn and look. Because it was just something that you didn't hear. Today, somebody could be talking about killing something and it's common language. It's something that's talked about every single day in society. And all over the stinking news media, always. I mean, your ears, if you're watching that television, your ears are getting banged around having to do with killing and having to do with the subject of killing. In today's times, it's harder to find something that does not involve killing in one way or another than it is not. You know, we're talking about a society, or a world, rather, from the youngest to the oldest, has to do with killing now. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, take the youngest suicide. Suicide is killing. Take the youngest suicide that's known about. I mean, I've got the article on it. The youngest suicide that's known about being a five-year-old girl that killed herself from her top bunk bed, by hanging herself with a belt because her mommy sent her to her room. What about the elderly having volunteer groups that they can call and learn where they can obtain lethal medications to kill themselves? What about teenagers stepping into a campus of their fellow schoolmates and slaughtering or killing young girls and boys? What about the explosion, not the rise, as the world and the news media likes to put it, but the explosion in all the ages killing themselves with drugs of all sorts? That stuff, drugs are killing like never before, both prescription and illicit drugs. Oh, and not only the drugs killing them, but the government's providing the tools for them to do it with. Who says killing's not up to date? Not an up to date subject. It is an up to date subject. It is the subject of the date. All sorts of so-called music has from a long time before incorporated killing in their lyrics, but nothing like today. All this rapidy-dap-bappity bang-bang-bang jungle music going on that got a bunch of nothing but shooting and killing and hating. They talk about hating. That's all this music is. These kids' music and anybody's music is this bang, bang, bang music going on now. That's all it's about. Instilling killing in people's minds and in their hearts. Society at large is being programmed with killing. Killing's been placed in the public's psyche as an option. You know, the video games. Blood and guts and goo and all, everything. I mean, it ain't nothing to get on a video game and see heads being blown to pieces with the brains splattered everywhere on the wall and on the ground and everything else. And it's not only available, but it's required to get good sales. That's what people want now. It's something to where they can see somebody getting killed or kill somebody. The fellas over in Vietnam, I got a documentary called First Kill. If you ever get a chance to watch that, watch it. Because it's got a lot of good information. It's about Vietnam and the war over there. And about a writer that went over there. And he's passed away by now. But he went over there and was just taking notes over there, and he got caught up in it. He was running around with a company over there and watching what they're doing and talking with everybody and everything else. And he wrote a book on it. I think his name was Hess. But anyway, one thing he said in that documentary, or all the vets said in that documentary, was that you can't take us over there and teach us how to kill and then bring us back over here and expect us not to think about it. You know why they all said that? Because they said, when they asked them the next question, they said, well, what is killing like? And every one of them said, he said, it's better than the best drugs that you've ever taken in your life, and it's better than the best sex that you ever had in your life. It's lust. It's the lust of the flesh. It's completely and utterly flesh, lustful, driven, killing. See, that's your nature. That's the human nature, the Adamic nature. You say, no, yeah. Let me ask you something. When was the first murder, killing, in the Bible recorded? Adam's boys. The first thing that happened right after the fall was somebody got killed. Yeah. Blood and guts and goo and heads blown all over the places. That's what's going on nowadays, folks. Don't tell me you don't understand kids going in places and blowing things all to pieces and shooting people off of the roofs with high-powered rifles and stuff like that. Don't tell me one time that you don't understand any of that. Excuse me, I just turned the wrong thing on here. But don't tell me you don't understand that. That's completely understandable with the stuff that's going on in society right now and the things that have been... When you kick God out of a country, that's what you get. Tough apples. That's what's going on. And killing is top priority now. You know, the thing about it is you know, killing. Who says killing is not a social favorite? It is a social favorite. People's lust have been turned loose. With all this LGBT, be anything you want to be and say anything you want to say, what you are, and nobody else can say anything about it, and all this blabbity blab going on and stuff like that is turning society into a stinking circus. Anybody with colored hair and calling herself girls and everybody coming out with lipstick all over their face, even the men, and makeup on, and you just don't know who's who and what's what, and they're all riding in a circus going round and round and performing before everybody. And everybody in the audience is clapping. God ain't clapping. But killing, that's where your killing's coming from. Killing in society is getting so... The Bible says that they're going to be reprobate minds. They're going to be seared with a hot iron. They're not going to be able to feel anymore. You know, if you took an iron when it's just super hot and everything, and you reached over and just put it on your arm and just pressed it down and let it burn, and then when you took it off, you mean after you got over doing about 40 laps around the neighborhood for the pain... But after that thing healed, you'd have an iron scar on your arm there, wouldn't you? And you could take and run your fingers across that scar, and you wouldn't feel a thing, because it's dead. It's seared with a hot iron. And that's what the Bible's talking about. But he's talking about people's hearts, and their minds are seared. Nothing bothers them anymore, especially killing. Yeah. Well, what's the Bible say about all? What does God's Word say about the matter of killing? Do you know? Why don't you know? Does the Lord approve or disapprove of killing? I ain't talking about what the government and the rules and the laws and everything else is. What does God say and what does His Word say about killing? What is killing? What does God call killing? And how do you define killing? What does killing mean? Is killing in the dictionary? If it is, what does it say? And what's the difference in it definition from, say, 1960 to 2022? Have you ever seen how the definition has changed from the Webster's Dictionary from 1960 versus 2022? That's interesting in itself. Now, let's take some time and get into the Scriptures and see for ourselves what the Lord would have us to think when it comes to this subject, killing. Amen? Let me go ahead and share that with you concerning Webster's Dictionary. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go all the way back to 1960... I got a 1960 dictionary, and I got this definition right out of it, and the definition is to the word kill. Kill. All right, here it is. 1960 Webster's Dictionary, the word kill. It means, number one, to deprive of life. Number two, to weaken or destroy, as to kill the flavor of. Okay, so one of them is about life, and one of them is about to weaken something, to destroy something, like somebody pour a whole bunch of water in your coffee or something. You say, man, you killed my coffee. That kind of kill. And then there's one other, a third one. Only three. One of them says, and the last one says, in printing or editing to order withheld from the publication. In other words, the chief editor would be walking around there in the office or something like that, and he'd go over to somebody that's fixing to put their article in the paper, and he'll say, "Nah, let's kill that." In other words, it's being withheld from being being printed or editing. Kill it. Kill that story. So, in 1960, now that's it. That's it. That's the definition for kill. To deprive of life. That's the one we're interested in. To weaken or destroy or to kill the flavor of. That's not going to go with what we're talking about. And in printing or editing, they didn't have TV back in 1960 like they do now. They had the old black and white went off at 12 o'clock. Midnight. Boo! What was it? They'd play the national anthem. Not no more. All right, let's move all the way up to 2022, see if anything's changed. Remember the definition in 1960? What was it? To deprive of life. All right, here's 2022 definition of the word kill. Here it is. Number one, cause to die. Put to death. Usually, intentionally, knowingly. Number two, to thwart the passage of. Number three, end or extinguish by forceful means. Number four, to be fatal. Number five, be the source of great pain for. Number six, overwhelm with hilarity, pleasure, or admiration. Number seven, sport. Hit with so much force as to make a return possible in racket games. Number eight, hit with great force. Number nine, deprive of life. So see, from 1960 to 2022, deprive of life has moved from number one down to number nine. All right, what else? Number 10, cause the death of without intention. Number 11, drink down entirely. Number 12, mark for deletion, rub off or erase. Number 13, tire out completely. Number 14, cause to cease operating. Number 15, destroy a vitality, essential quality of or in. Number 16, the act of terminating a life. Number 17, the destruction of an enemy plane, ship, tank, or missile. Number 18, something that has been killed. 18 of them now in 2022. Well, it kind of looks like society has picked up on this word kill and using it just a little bit more in society than 1960, isn't it? I mean, the only thing in 1960 was to deprive of life, all right, and to weaken or destroy the flavor of something, or in printing, to kill that publication. That's all they thought about killing back in 1960. But now they got 18 different things in the dictionary as definitions of what word kill means now in society. Changed up a little bit, hadn't it? What's some synonyms of the word kill? Well, belt down, bolt down, defeat, down, drink down, killing, obliterate, pop off, pour, down, putting to death, shoot down, stamp out, toss off, vote down, vote out, and wipe out. That's the synonyms. Well, what kind of types of killing are in society now, according to the dictionary, 2022? Well, quite a few. What are they? Well, here they are. Annihilate, asphyxiate, asphyxiation, assassinate, behead, beheading, brain, bump off, butcher, carry off, commit suicide, coup de grace, I don't know how to say that, death, death blow, decapitate, decapitation, decimate, decollate, destroy, dismember, dispatch, do in, draw, draw and quarter, drown, electrocute, electrocution, eliminate, eradicate, erase, euthanizing, execute, exterminate, extinguish, fell, fry, genocide, hit, homicide, impale, kill off, knock off, lapidate, liquidate, lynch, martyr, massacre, mercy, killing, mow down, murder, neutralize, off. Remember, we're talking about types of killing. Overlay, overlie, pip, poison, poisoning, polish off, put away, put down, put to death, put to sleep, quarter, race, murder, racial extermination, remove, ritual killing, saber, sacrifice, self-annihilation, self-destruction, shed blood, shoot, slaughter, smother, stake, stone, strangle, strangulate, strike down, suffocate, suffocation, suicide, take off, throttle, tomahawk, vaporize, waste, wipe out, and zap. You don't think 2022 has been updated and become socially acceptable, having to do with this word killing, with so many types of it and synonyms? I'm just talking about what's in the dictionary. Isn't that something? Did you know that? You know, there's no doubt about it. 1960 looks like folks wasn't using the word killing as much, and sure didn't define as many things using the word in 2022. Really, not for sure of this, but it could be very well possible if a person was able to do it, that a person could hear the word kill in society in one form or another at least once a day. Would you go with that? Would you say that so? That if you paid attention and just throughout your day, that you could probably hear the word kill or see the word kill or hear it on the radio somewhere or another, the word kill would come into your thinking, either by your ears or your eyes or whatever, but you somehow or another once a day. Is that fair to say? In society today, 2022, killing? I think so. So what do you think about this study so far? You think it's worth studying and finding out what God's Word says about killing? I do. I'd like to know what God's Word says about it, wouldn't you? Because we sure can't deny what we've been over so far. And we're talking about the surroundings of where we live and society. The Lord said things are going to get perilous, times are going to come. Perilous means dangerous. Peter said that. Perilous times shall come. Would you call killing perilous? Do you lock everything that you have nowadays? You leave your purse in your car anymore, women? Leave your billfold up on the dash anymore, fellas? Do you think the age limit has made a difference since 1960 of who thinks of killing? I bet you can get on the news anytime you want to and search through today's news, and I bet you can find somebody under 10 years old that's involved in murder or homicide, or maybe even suicide. I would venture to say under 8 years old involved in it. And the reason I say that is because recently here in the news, and I don't look at the news. I try not to look at the news all the time, and I don't look at the news just to find out what the news is. I look at the news to see how Satan is working in society. And recently there's been a lot of grown-ups raping young, very young girls. And then killing them. I'm talking about 10-year-olds and 8-year-olds. And there was one that was had to do with a less than 1-year-old, a toddler. Yeah. And there are 12-year-olds killing 14-year-olds. I mean, it's not 20s and 30-year-olds anymore. It's gone all the way down into the single digits as far as killing. Suicide's down to 5 years old. Killing. We're going to study this matter. I think what we're going to do is just let this be an introduction to the study. And we're not going to get into any of the actual study until the next lesson. But we've seen so far. We've talked about that it is in the Scriptures, that the Bible does talk about killing, killest, killedest, and kill, and over 225 or so times, more than salvation, more than, I think the only thing that would probably beat that would be the second coming. And we've went over the definitions of from way back in 1960, say, what, 50, 60 years, and seen the difference in the definitions of what society says, how society defines killing. And if you want to look up the word kill and find out what society thinks it is and what people and mankind thinks the definition is, there it is. And then we moved on to 2022 and seen the difference. Then we mentioned some of the synonyms that people like to use and some types of how to kill. Or types of killing. So there's no doubt about this matter being something that needs to be looked into as far as what the truth of it is. We see the results of it. But what does the Bible say about it? Well, we're going to go into the beginning of this and start studying the Scriptures and God's Word concerning this. The first thing we're going to look at is the reasons for killing in the Bible. The reasons for killing in the Bible. Then we will move into another one, which is reasons against killing in the Bible. reasons against it. And then as we move through the study, we're going to find what the Bible says. Now remember, everything that we're going to study is what the Scriptures say. All right, the next thing we're going to look at is killing of Christians. The killing of Christians and what the Scripture has to say about that. And then homicide as described in the Bible. What is homicide? Is the word homicide in the Bible? And if not, then how does it go into this study? Homicide as described in the Bible. What's God's Word say about this matter of homicide, and what is homicide? And then we'll look at murder as described in the Bible. Is murder in the Bible? Is the word murder spoken in the Scriptures? We'll look and see, and then we'll find out what God's Word describes as murder. Then we'll see suicide is described in the Bible. You didn't know all that was in there? Quite a bit, huh? And we'll get into that. And we'll see what the Bible says about this matter of killing. I know it's kind of a I don't want to say unpopular or and it's not something that you would talk about around a fellowship, I guess, but and still maybe not, but as far as a study, I think it's a good study for us to go into, and it's something that we need to find out. We're talking about the ABCs of Christian growth. Isn't it something? I bet if we went back to 1960 and found out what the ABCs of Christian growth was needed, I bet killing wouldn't have never come up as far as something that somebody needs to bring up to the front about what does God's Word say about it. But today, yeah. Today is yeah. So we're going to study it, okay? Brothers and sisters, I hate to cut you off, and I ain't cutting you off. I just think this is a good time. We're about almost 40 minutes into this study, and we needed an introduction into this to find out and get our minds and our thinking about, maybe I do need to know what God says about these things, because I don't know if you do, but before I studied this thing in the Bible and in God's Word, I didn't know much about it. I know what the rules was. I know what that God said, thou shalt not kill, and I know that the law says this and the law says that, and then I know about grace in the Scriptures, and I don't know, so I need to study it. So that's what we'll do, okay? All right, well, we're going to stop right there, and I'd like to wish I'd hit the right buttons every time. Excuse me, but I'll just we'll just let them boo-boos go right along with the study, and we won't worry about it. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth, and we'll get into this matter of killing and what God says about it in His Word on our next recording, okay? And until then, the Lord bless you and bless your family and give you everything that you need and more. Bye-bye.